Welcome to the Elijah Streams podcast. Our mission is to encourage you in your faith through a unique blend of patriotism and prophecy. And now, here's your host, Steve Schultz.
Well, hello and happy, Wednesday, the 21st of January. We are actually recording this on the 20th, so that's what kind of made me stutter there just a little bit. But welcome to the broadcast. We are very excited in a few moments to bring on Cameron and Susie. I'm going to let them say their last things. They've been on once or twice before on Elijah Streams talking about Iran and the different things. They're up in Moravian Falls, close to Bobby Connor, Don Potter, some of those people. They live up in that area. I'm going to let them tell you a little bit about what they're doing, and I'll read their bio here in just a few moments when we bring them on. But we're going to learn a great deal about what's going on with boots on the ground in Iran. We also have someone coming on next week. If you guys want to put that in the chat, that also is highly connected to Iran. He has people there as well. Robbie Dawkins will be here next week talking about Iran as well. And between the two reports, you're going to have a really good, truthful, non-exaggerated idea of what's really true. And so whether that would be good or bad, anything, that you're just going to know what the truth is. So be sure and alert your friends that really want to know what's going on. So by the way, they're telling me your eye is the way you pronounce Cameron and Susie. I think that's correct, because he told me that before. So all right, so with that in mind, we don't have any other announcements, do we, guys? So we're going to just go ahead and bring on Cameron and Susie. So here we go with Cameron and Susie. Hey, it's good to have you guys back on. Good to see you. It's been a year? I don't know how much time has passed.
I think it's about a year. Last year, it was December.
Yeah, last September.
And little did we know, maybe you did, but I didn't know how dramatic this was about to get. Yeah. I mean, Trump wasn't even back in office yet or anything. So we didn't know we would have that strength in the office. And we'll talk about some of that stuff. But I'm so excited to have you guys here. I want to remind people, and sometimes I don't remind you because I think I've said it, but it's because I've said it off the air, that you, as our viewers, strongly support this couple and strongly support the work that's being done in Iran, because from the time I met Cameron, it's really close to that very first meeting. We set up a significant amount that we send in to them each month, and this is helping. I'm going to just use the term millions because I think that was the number that some of this goes to, but I'm going to have Cameron explain that in a few minutes. I won't try to explain how that all works. But I would go ahead and read their bio. I don't normally read it, but this has so much in it. I don't want you to miss any of it. So if you guys will bear with me, I'm going to read your bio. And I'm looking right at it here. Cameron and Susie, are the co-founders of KS Movement, an organization dedicated to worship and missions. Located in serene Moravian Falls, North Carolina, KS Movement also serves as a retreat center for worship teams and leaders from around the globe. Cameron Urai is a devoted spiritual, I'm going to say father, that's not here, but I'm going to add that, a spiritual father, author, speaker, and leader known for his remarkable journey from being a Shiite Muslim in Iran to a lover of Jesus. That is so cool. Having grown up under the Iranian Islamic regime, Cameron experienced a profound transformation through a series of miraculous events that led him to America. Cameron and Susie are deeply involved in the global movement of Iranian Muslims converting to Christianity, which is currently the most significant and fastest growing Christian harvest in the world. They create powerful music and television series for three major Middle Eastern Christian satellite channels, which are instrumental in this timely revival. Cameron has over 2 million shares and views in his Iranian social media, where he is able to share the gospel and counsel hundreds of Iranians daily. Susie and Cameron are dedicated to supporting Iranian Christian families who have fled persecution after being caught by the regime, providing assistance and hope. They were caught by the regime providing assistance and hope during a critical time of need, as well as Afghani and Iranians Or if it's that one, I may have them explained because I wasn't quite clear on it. They were caught by the regime. And I think that means they were providing assistance. So I'll have them explain that. But without further ado, I'll bring it back to you guys here. And did I say that last part right? That what were they caught when they get caught? What are they caught for?
So they've been caught being Christians. And so okay. They find out ahead of time through their networks and then they can flee. And they flee off into Turkey and Armenia. And then we go there and we meet them and help them. We've helped a few churches and we sponsor people and their families.
We still send finances to Turkey, yeah. The one that they escaped, you know.
So they escape because they've been caught with, they're mostly leaders of underground churches, they get caught.
Okay, and is it somehow an automatic death sentence, or if they get arrested, or what happens?
I wouldn't say automatic, but so prison, and then prison a lot of years. They'll take all of your belongings first. They'll have your family sell everything and take all that money, and then some of them get released after a few years, and some of them don't. But in that time, I will tell you the ones that we've met. Some of them don't. Some of them. Even will go back because they lead so many people to the Lord in prisons.
Oh, so they
just recently, a worship leader friend of ours was in prison in Turkey. He had already fled Iran. He was imprisoned in Turkey and he led 100 people to the Lord. He's out now. But yeah, so they're just on fire, beautiful people who have had visitations and encounters and they've seen miracles, you know, like the early church. And so, yeah, we work with them as well as from since we met you and you guys have been supporting us. We're also now working with humanitarians in Iran, business people, and building schools, playgrounds, and hospitals for impoverished children. So that just opened up since we met you.
That's amazing. Well, and I know about ourselves and myself and is that we've got our major ministries right now that we are focusing on is especially Uganda, in the north, in the south, Egypt, at the top and bottom or of the Nile River. In that case, one, you know, I guess it's where it begins is Uganda, the Nile at the Uganda, and it ends in Egypt. And we happen to we didn't plan it that way, but those are the two places where we're sponsoring orphans and needy children and all that. But the third one in my mind and heart is now Iran with you guys.
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind that we will end up growing the support we give to you. I know that. I can promise you that literally. I just don't know how much, but as it comes in, we will increase that. So we're going to do because our heart we're all in with that. So I throw that out there. But having said, go ahead.
And we have big plans for going in when the regime falls to rebuilding, and we will share that a little bit too. We have plans. Steve, when you were reading our bio, I'm listening. I'm a little bit embarrassed too. I'm like, did we send that bio talking about ourselves? But people need to
I wrote that.
It was great. It was great, you guys.
And you know, that bio is from last year because in the bio said we had 2 million shares. Right now, you will see we sent some video. Only in last 3 months, we had 27 million views.
27 million.
And you will see it because I recorded my iPhone. I send the video, you will see it. But since last year when we started with 2 million, we send that bio. Now every 3 months is 27
you're gonna have to keep updating that.
Million.
Yeah, and I thought that seemed small from what I'd heard, but I didn't know. But yeah. I want our viewers to know it's not like this is a fundraising show. We didn't do it for that. But I want them to know in so many ways, this is the single largest ministry we support because of the sheer numbers this is going to. Everything we're doing in Uganda doesn't even touch these kind of numbers. It's a different sort of touch because you're using social media, but you have to tell us. So I'm going to just turn it over to you guys to jump in where you want. I think you have a video too. So wherever you want to jump in and start this.
I just want to say what a miracle it was since we came on Elijah's stream and the numbers started going up. And what we want to share also is the social media. It's Instagram. It's Iranian Instagram. It's different over there than here. So thousands and thousands and thousands of people are messaging us. We have a small team answering, and then we have all these testimonies. People were before the protest started searching for hope. we have been able to help people with suicides. They take these things, they order a rice pill that is to preserve rice, these young people, and it's a deadly pill. And so we've had people say, we were just ordering our pill and we heard your message and your message of hope. And then we've had women who are beaten message us saying, your message of hope helps me get through my beatings.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And now recently I wanted to share testimonies because, you know, that's my favorite of, ugh. So what happened since Elijah's stream, it opened and because of the millions and millions of views, it opened up all these doors for us to meet other businessmen and other influencers. So now Cameron's influencing the influencers who may or may not know Christ yet. Sometimes we're not sure. One guy, listen to this. This just happened yesterday. He was leading the protest in London with all the Iranians in London right now, right? And he was a little bit harsh and a little bit looked like it could possibly get violent. Cameron messages him and says, please, please, please do it peacefully. And the guy—
And respect the police. I said, you're in another country.
He changed his whole strategy and called Cameron today.
Because Iranian, out of pain, they are going into all the embassy all around the world, bringing the Islamic flag down and putting another flag.
The line.
I said, you have pain and you have reason to do it. It's fine. But stay around, respect people, respect the police.
Yeah.
He has $1 million. Wow. He just messaged me. He said, we did it.
We did what
and
you
it
asked
was the
us.
Most peaceful.
I mean, do you see what I mean about father? That's as much being
That's
a father.
Right.
And again, I mean, the Lord wouldn't let me continue without saying father first. I'm just telling you. Well done.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing what's happening.
And you're up there in a I don't know really what your house looks like, but in a cabin in the woods, so to speak. and you're affecting the whatever we're calling this thing these days in Iran. Is there a name for that? I mean, is there a name for this uprising? Do they call it something?
It's definitely an Iranian uprising, and it's probably not going to end until the regime falls. And the people are willingly offering their lives for the freedom of their country and the future of their children. I know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's
I can't even believe it.
I know.
It's about 25,000 people died since
probably
the last
more.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
By shotgun. You know, we get videos that I can't even show to Susie. Susie really wakes up sometime at night and weeps and weeps. And I go, you know, I'm so unstable emotionally these days because when I see those things, you know, I weep and weep. It's the heart of God for those people, you know.
Yeah.
Before I forget, I want to also, Steve, really thank you guys.
Like you said,
this is not fundraising. Prophetically, I don't know what Elijah's stream carries. And, you know, I walked with God for 20-something years to really understand his heart. But something happened last year when you and I, we talked.
That's right.
And you stopped me. You said, what did you call him? I said, Father Love. You're like, Father Love? And right there, I think something was marked. And the next week, Father Life happened, Baba June. And Johnny and Elizabeth, they were very instrumental to connect us together.
Yeah, they were very much so.
And
absolutely.
Yes. And they kept encouraging us, and they support our ministry.
Yeah, they really, really encouraged us.
Because of them, we were able to build those schools and playgrounds, and Johnny
That's
and
right.
Elizabeth, which started with them, and then you. And then this whole thing happened since last year that we talked. Only 3 months, we had 27 million views.
It's supernatural.
Like, you know, my friend has a coffee shop. I'm like, wow. It's like, can you imagine giving 27 million cup of coffee? We gave 27 million video to people understanding God's heart. 27, only 3 months, you would see it. And you guys, I know glory goes to God, but he used especially Elijah's streams and Johnny and Elizabeth too, but you guys pay for all of our social media team. Of course, we like to expand it, but you guys kept
it
going.
I mean, that's what I'm really glad that people are hearing this, because they're going, well, we don't hear that much about Iran. Steve says we are. But you're talking about these 27 million views. This happened because our people are funding it to make
they're
it
giving.
Possible. there. So, you know, it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Here you go. This is going into all the world. We didn't know about social media. They didn't know about social media in the day, but Jesus did. You know, some people can't You know, some people just can't go, but they can certainly fund it. So, you know, we've got to, thank you for your
time. No one can go to Iran, so.
There's that too. Well, do we, should we run this video next? Should we run this video?
That would be good, because that will, the viewer, first of all, thank you, viewer, for really supporting Elijah's streams. You know, they're amazing. And also, I wanted our viewer to really have a visual understanding of what's going on. It could be a little bit hard watching that video, but it's good.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Yep, that's good. All right, so here we go with that video. Here it is.
People of Iran, more than ever, they need their big brother, America, to come to their aid. Some may say, we heard that Iranian, they say, death to America. True Persian and true Iranian would never say death to America. It was the Islamic regime. Again, people of Iran, more than ever, they need their big brother, America, to come to their aid, because they are being slaughtered right now. And they are calling into America and even to Israel to come to their aid. Please answer the call. And this is my American wife falling apart in our kitchen, praying for Iran. To the world, please hear this. The Iranian people are crying out, not with weapons, but with their lives. They're standing unarmed before guns, asking for the most basic human right, to live free. They're being killed in the streets. Their voices are being erased. Their blood is paying the price of global silence. They're not asking for war. They are asking for protection. They are not calling for revenge. They are pleading for rescue. America, this is a moment history will remember. A moment when your voice, your influence, your leadership could mean the difference between mass graves and future. Sanctions alone are not enough. Statesmen are not enough. Silence is deadly. The Iranian people are looking outward, believing the free world will not abandon them. They believe justice still matters. They believe humanity still responds. Please see them, stand with them, help end this suffering before more lives are lost. This is not politics. This is human survival.
I'm recording this video on Wednesday, January 14th. Most of you heard what is happening in Iran. This is our Instagram account. And we had 8.3 million views in last month, which it dramatically dropped because of the internet shutdown. I just wanted to show you the power of social media. In last 90 days, we had about 25 million views. Now, I'm gonna go to Instagram and show you some of the what is happening right now in Iran. Let's see. This is in Iran. Millions are going out. Millions and millions and millions. Look at that. This is what's happening. Oh, here. This is Tehran right now. And I'm going to show you some of the pictures of people that were out getting shot.
To all of you here, the Jewish people, or the people of Israel, you have a debt in your necks to the Persian people. Cyrus the Great freed your ancestors 2,500 years ago. And it's now time to pay the debt for Cyrus and return it and free the Iranians to make Iran great again.
Thanks for listening. The Elijah Streams podcast is made possible by donations like yours. To become a partner, go to ElijahStreams.com/give.
That last thing was an Iranian calling for Israel.
Yeah.
To, if I'm understanding, they're calling for Israel to attack this regime. Is that what I'm understanding, or how would you? Yeah, that's probably hard to quantify, right?
I think that last one was Arab. He was an Iranian, which is really, it's amazing that the Arab person will stand for Iran and call Israel to attack Iran.
I see.
I would say 80% of population in Iran, they are waiting for Israel to invade their country.
Or America.
Or America to invade the country and take the regime down. Of that evil, let's say regime. I don't want to say people. Evil
regime. I understand. You're wisely being careful because God even loves them if they will repent.
It's the regime.
He probably loves the regime persons that are in there if they will repent. That's why it's kind of like that. So it's like there's a scripture that says, "Don't rejoice at the death of your enemies." Because he said something like that to Solomon or something, because you didn't rejoice at the death. That's a hard balance. But what I'm hearing from multiple sources, not just you today, but people in the Christian circles, is where they would have almost begged President Trump not to intervene in this and not to attack that. All the believers that I'm listening to are saying, please, President Trump, go in. And especially after Venezuela, look what we were able to do. I just hope and pray that President Trump won't be talked out of attacking these currently evil leaders, because those people are begging for that. And you're saying they're begging for Israel and America to help come to invade and attack and set them free, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 80%. Yes.
80%. Yeah.
Speaking of
that, I want to say one thing to you guys that, I'm watching this thing, and the Lord began to speak to me. I think I only did this one other time with an Israel situation during the war and stuff, but I'm just going to announce right now, we're going to send you $200,000 to this cause. We'll get it to your organization, and you distribute as you know there's needs over there, whether you're rescuing pastors or getting people set free or feeding the poor. Whatever, I'm just going to have them send $200,000. We can wire it in the morning if you can receive it as a wire to the bank, whatever you could do. But we did that for Israel one time, and I wanted, this is just too great of a cause to not, now that I'm seeing that video. Those were, how many body bags?
By the time we made that PowerPoint and video, it was 12,000, but now it's 25,000.
They killed 25,000 innocent
of their own people. Yes, their own people.
That we know of. I mean, there's more things because the protester that they killed on the streets with shotguns and stuff, they also had cameras. So they're taking pictures, and then they have the people they didn't kill yet. They're going to take those pictures, and they're going to go from house to house and execute them from house to house. And then they're doing other atrocities that I don't really want to mention. We don't want to mention.
Understood.
Steve, thank you for listening to the Lord. I was talking to Johnny Inlow yesterday. He prophetically said something to me. He said, your vision need to go higher because the provision will match the vision. Before we talked, Susie and I, we said, okay, let's write down our vision for Iran. What is in our heart? That what we want to do now and even after the regime collapse. Susie could talk about that. We wrote our vision.
Because
one of the things we were talking about, Elijah's dream, what you do for the West, it's amazing. Also, what you do for the poor people or in overseas or in Africa, you don't just say Jesus is the Son of God, give your heart to the Lord. You become Jesus feeling well for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like for Iran, it's the same thing. I could go through our social media, through Christian station, I could say Jesus and bring the Bible. But through social media, these are normal people. I almost have to become Jesus for them. They're saying, when you say Baba June, something happens to us. You know, I spent 22 years or 25 years with this Baba June. Then I could say Baba June. People that they are watching right now, they have finances. Their finances, when they send it to you, it becomes Jesus for people.
And
you know?
Can I do this while we're on the air? We're putting up the actual link to KS Movement. This is Cameron and Susie's ministry. KS Movement, that's the name of it, .kindful.com. And on this occasion, I don't normally, we don't have guests come on and then we raise funds for them. We're doing that today. In the spur of the moment, I didn't plan it. I've never done that before, I don't think, but maybe I did. KSMovement.kindful.com. Please give generously because this is going, you guys know where the needs are in Iran. We're putting our trust in you guys that you know where the greatest needs are. You don't have to kind of explain. There's probably 30 categories you could split this among. So whatever you guys want to do, I trust you guys. All right. So having said that, let's leave that up there the rest of the show. Just leave it up there. All right, you guys, what did we want to talk about next?
I want to just quickly share something because it just comes up to me. One time, Susie and I, we were in South Africa and we shared at this church. You know, the Lord gave me a word and I shared it, a friend of ours, and it was in Joburg. I said, the people that we read about them in Bible, like just say a boy with the fishes and the loaves, you know, that he gave to Jesus. He didn't know one day he would be in the Bible and what he did becomes a scripture. Those people, they didn't know. And I said, you know, Bible to me, it didn't finish. Even now, Jesus said, if you gave water to someone, you gave it to me, meaning there is a book in heaven. And when people give, I'm not necessarily talking about us, even America going helping Iran or anybody, or you drilling well in another country, it becomes almost a word of life in heaven. Just wanted to share that too. It's not, you
that's
know,
really good.
It becomes.
I want to tie it to the well.
Okay.
So we're going to physically go in and probably most likely help rebuild physically. And it's like we will be opening wells, old, ancient, beautiful wells, because when a dictator comes into a country, everybody knows, they first strip the country of their identity and culture and make a new one, which is usually, of course, if it's an evil dictator, the new culture is evil. So we want to help restore their identity. We're also going to make a documentary, which we've got a lot of footage and we're ready to do that, to finish that. And so we're going to be able to open the wells of the beautiful Persian culture. I mean, they're artistic innovators, artists, I mean, incredible innovators. And they
really,
like, Cyrus was the first humanitarian, the Cyrus cylinder. And then you have all the three Persian kings in the Bible that helped to preserve the Jewish race.
And was so, Cyrus was Persian, is that correct?
Cyrus is Persian, Darius was Persian, Artaxerxes was Persian, marrying the Jewish
Esther.
So it's all, I think we're going to see a prophetic historical resurgence. This is just my opinion, not thus says the Lord, but
it's in the Bible.
And I want to just say that up in case anybody misses it. The great, amazing, wonderful Purim story, Esther, this was Persia, which is modern day Iran. That's where 25,000 bodies are being stacked up. That's where the story of Esther took place.
She was a Jewish Persian queen.
That's amazing. So to personalize it helps, because you go, this isn't just a foreign country where they don't speak our language.
Yeah.
This is where it all happened, all that stuff.
That's right.
You know, and it's like those of you who are helping, you know, her father-in-law, what's his name? Esther's father-in-law, I can't think of his name.
Mordecai.
Said, who knows if for such a time as
right? That's it, right there. That's the scripture.
Well, Yeah, and we are those people. We are Esther in this time, going before the king. In our case, it's the King Jesus to create a decree to release the people.
Yes.
And I pray that the Lord in heaven will create a decree to President Trump and Netanyahu to go release the people over there and give them permission to fight, you know, if need be, to defend themselves as Israel, you know. So, yeah, Lord, let the decree happen, Lord. We speak it into existence.
Yes.
So anyway,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me say, can I say that's what the, before the protest started, when we would go and meet the underground persecutor, the persecutor Christians, when we would go to meet them in the Middle East and in Turkey and stuff, that's what they always told us. They said, please, please, tell your people we're forgotten. Tell them not to forget us. Tell them to pray for us. No one knows what's going on. So we were trying to educate before, bring awareness before this happened. And now they won't be forgotten anymore. And so now more than ever, now everyone's paying attention. They want us to say, please, they want us to say, the people of Iran want us to say, please, please pray for us, intercede for us, go before the Lord, just like you just said, and intercede for us that we will and let my people go for such a time as
this. That's so good. So,
so good.
You know, I think of Paul, people say, well, what good does that do? Well, Paul wasn't wasting words when it's recorded in the Word of God that he said, pray for me, the doors of opportunity will be open. Pray for me that I'll have a more effective ministry. Prayer from people you may not even know over here in America, I'm talking about, for people we don't know personally, still works. It works. It fills the incense bowls in heaven, and when they're full, they're tipped over. And let's tip over a bunch of them. Let's fill them and fill them and fill them with our prayers for the people. So, you know, some people say, well, less prayer, more action. No, more prayer, more action. It's like all of the above.
It's not all of it.
Can you talk about, for a minute, clarify, because you said the Baba June, you and I were talking, and you talked about Father Love on the last time we were there, two times ago, whatever it was. And I said, wait, Father Love? And I said, I like that. I can pray that. That sounds like something I could pray. Somehow or other, are you saying that you were already praying Baba June, which means Baba Life? Were you praying that for all your life, a bunch of your life after you got saved? Or where did Baba June come in?
See, the thing is, like, I never called God Baba June because, I never called him Baba June.
Okay.
Because I got saved here, I always speak to him in English.
Yeah.
You know, he's my love, you know, Father Love. If I say I cry, I have that language with him, you know. But when our Instagram started, we have two young Christians that they fled Iran. They got arrested. They fled Iran. They are so young. They run our social media. Now, after 8 years of being in Turkey, finally they became a refugee in Canada last year. During the time you and I, we were talking.
Okay.
Miraculously, I got in connection with them. They said, hey, we used to work for satellite station. We used to edit all your program. We could help you with your social media. I said, I'm not a social media person. They said, we could help you. Can you just do some videos? And I went and I got my setup, my camera, my stuff, and I did the first video. This is maybe 2 weeks after you and I, we talked. And it was a test. It came out of me prophetically. I said, why as an Iranian, and I didn't know what I'm going to say. This is a test. Why as an Iranian, we love the word Baba June? I said, oh, because we all have Baba June in heaven. And my prayer for you is that you may hear the voice of Baba June and you meet Baba June. I sent it to them. They said, this is a test? I said, yes. They said, this is a good video. They put it online. It went
viral. That's how it started. That's
where the Lord then started talking to me. Tell people of Iran about Baba June. Because growing up, a loved one, they called us Baba
June. That's the highest term of endearment for an Iranian.
That's the part that I was missing, and you just said it. So growing up, in any whether you're Christian or any kind, a honoring, loving, kind, affectionate thing to say is to call someone Baba June.
Never to God. It never occurred to anybody. Now the whole country because they have a lot, you know, they're sick and tired of that, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
with all my respect for any religion, but as an Iranian, you know, I could say that they are sick and tired of that. Then someone comes and say, let me show you who true God is, your creator. You could call him Baba Jun. That's what a lot of people read.
And that's kind of, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's in languages you have informal saying. Is that kind of an informal saying that you would say to a friend or a loved one or a dear one? It's not like you would say to the president of the United States.
You would say it to someone that's close, loved one,
and personal. In other words, by using that phrase, you personalized God to them. Maybe more than I ever thought about that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a personal.
That's right. But I'm going to write that down.
Because I've been saying lately, I keep going over this. I said, if God isn't personal, then you don't have a savior. We have a religion. But if he's personal, you know, when I got saved, people say, would you like to receive Christ as your personal savior? Well, I do. Well, if he's personal, then he really actually is personal. You could call him Baba Jun in this case. He's your friend. I call you friend because I tell you everything I'm going to do. Yeah. So anyway, that's
so
just one.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, our ministry is KS movement. K for knowing and S for showing. Knowing and showing God's heart.
Oh, wow.
How can you show God's heart if you don't know God's heart?
Yeah.
But then my name, Cameron, is with K, K-A-M-R-A-N, and this is Susie. It worked out.
Yeah.
K-S, movement.
Knowing and showing.
And for years, kind of like some people, they thought, this is a little bit weak, because what a statement is that? Knowing God's heart, showing God's heart, how are you going to show God's heart? But all those years of me spending with Father's heart, now I could show his heart to people through one sentence or through one, you know.
Well, can I just say by observation, when I'm seeing these clips, I don't understand the Iranian language. What's that called? Is that Farsi?
Farsi.
But I mean, what I hear in words, I don't understand. When I see you weep, I understand. And when you get on there and you weep before the people and your eyes tear up and you're talking about Baba Jun, that's knowing and showing. You're showing them your heart. You're showing, and therefore you're showing him God's heart. I mean, to me, it translates if I never understood a word of it. Correct. You know, so. Correct. But now, what are those? Do you have a message every week, every day that you say? What goes on?
Oh, hundreds.
It became my life. And, you know, in Instagram, those who are familiar with Instagram, you put a post perhaps two or three times a week, every other day. If you're an influencer. But during the day, people want to know who you are. What do you do in your house? I do 50 or 60 stories a day.
Really?
Meaning they know my dog.
He shares his whole life every
office,
day with them.
They know everything about me because...
Their church a little bit.
Yes, become their church because they're saying, you make coffee for your wife? You clean dishes?
Really?
Yes, and I have to show them everything.
He feeds his chicken.
That's my setup. See, I have two setup of this. This is my life. Everywhere I go, this is with me. And when I go to my car, I take this out and I click it into my car and I'm constantly talking to people. And 50, 60 stories, sometimes 100 stories a day.
And when you do that, are you doing that and every single one you do goes out on a public Instagram, not just
yes.
the one person?
No, it goes to all those. I have, you know, millions and millions, they watch our stuff, you know. And I have only 350,000 followers. A lot of them, they are afraid to follow me, but 350,000.
Well, now you are because of the sheer numbers with Instagram. I probably have signed up for Instagram, but I've got too many other things. I'm using X more than anything. But are you considered by Instagram to be one of the major social influencers right now because of your sheer number?
Yes, in Iran, not in Iran. In Iran, 95%.
Did Iranians over here see it over here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We've always been very hidden, especially because cameras.
I could go in Instagram and see what age bracket they're watching me and what city and what country. 95% is in Iran, which I'm happy.
Help Elijah Streams continue to reach people around the world. All donations go toward making Elijah Streams and the Elijah Streams podcast possible. Visit ElijahStreams.com/give and become a partner today.
Yeah, because, you know, they need, like Susie said, Susie today wrote down for this such a time as this. You said it.
You did.
It's, you know, Jesus
it
said,
happened really fast.
I do only what I see my Father is doing. And if we are smart Christian, we see Father is doing so many things in the Middle East. Yeah. His son was born in Middle East. Yeah. Then it's good to get involved, like you said. How do we get involved? Prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer. We could, one of the most dangerous prayer and one of the most best prayer is like, Father, I give you full permission to my heart. You put as much as love that you want in my heart for those people.
Yeah, there's a dangerous prayer. Right? That's a dangerous.
There will be a lot of weeping.
Yeah, there is a lot of weeping with that. Oh my goodness, one of the prayers that he's going to answer if you mean it. Oh my goodness. Oh man, I don't know. Go ahead, Susie.
I would love to read a scripture from King Dariush.
Darius in the Bible.
Oh, Darius in the Bible.
Okay, from is this from the Book of Esther or what?
No, Daniel.
Oh no, oh from Daniel. Okay, got it.
And then you just need to talk briefly about that 21. There's something Cameron has had a word from the Lord. Something's going to happen.
Oh,
okay, so after Darius, remember he loved Daniel,
yeah,
and then he was tricked and they threw him into the lion's den, and he was really upset. He didn't sleep all night. Because he thought he was losing his friend. Well, but Daniel lived because of the Lord and came out. And the king was so happy that his friend wasn't devoured by lions. I don't know if anyone remembers this, but he made a decree. And we wrote a song that we're going to release again. The Lord told me, write a song from the Dariush decree for intercession for Iran. So we wrote it 15 years ago, we released it, but I think we should release it again. We released it in Iran, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Darius decree when Daniel came out of the lion's den.
What is it in?
It's Daniel 6, 25 through 27. It's for the whole world at the time because he was king of the Middle East. He was the king.
The Persian Empire, it wasn't just
Iran. It was every country, including parts of Africa, northern Africa. I had a list of all the countries, but it's on another. Okay, then Darius the king wrote to all the peoples, nations, and speakers of every language who are living in all the land. May peace abound to you. I issue a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to reverently fear and tremble before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, enduring and steadfast forever. And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He rescues and he saves and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Yeah. He who has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. Well, that was a decree forever.
That's decree from the king. That's unbelievable.
It's going to happen.
At first glance, I always thought that was Daniel, but of course he's saying it's the king. But
the king,
but
the king, and he was Persian.
The unsaved king, as far as we know.
Yes.
Maybe not after that statement he was, you know, because we didn't say you didn't get filled with the Holy Spirit back then and born again. There was none of that, but he's probably as saved as could be. I mean, I think the same thing happened with Cyrus, who ended up calling God the Lord at some point.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord.
Yes, that's
Lord
right.
The Lord means what the Lord means. It means he's the Lord. So for him to use that term, he may have been saved as much as a king could get saved. Yeah. I don't know. That's my personal
thing. Isn't that amazing? So I think we have a lot to look forward to. And a big prayer, of course, is for the government that goes in to, you know, honor the king.
Yes. If I can, I can really almost hear people, the viewers, they're asking that, how can we pray
for
Iran?
Good.
I would say, please pray that, let me say it this way. I don't even want to talk about the regime. You know, Bible talks about Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
It's in the book of Daniel. You know, Daniel fasted 21 days.
Yeah.
And my salvation was January 21st, 2000. January 21st, 21st day of January
tomorrow.
2026, wow. Which this will be aired, would be the 26 years.
Wow.
You know, talks about Prince of Persia. Please pray, cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Go before the Lord. Nobody should go against Prince of Persia. Go before the Lord and ask the Lord to uproot the root of that Prince of Persia from Iran and the Middle East.
And but don't forget, Michael.
The head is in Iran.
Michael fought the Prince of Persia for how many days?
It was
21.
It was Gabriel fought.
No, it was
21
Michael.
Days. Then Michael.
Oh, yeah, came yeah, Susan, right. So first. First, Gabriel fought for 21 days, and then he had to call Michael and put a quick end to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's the way. But
it's 21 days.
21
days. Yeah, it was a 21-day fight. So don't give up after a day or two.
Yes. And I ask our brothers and sisters really go before the Lord because you have His ear and you have His heart. Those who that they walk with the Lord. We have some really good mileage, in walking with God. You know, Enoch walked with God. We really walk with God. We are His friend. And I'm not talking about even the Islamic regime. I'm talking about the root of that Prince of Persia, that people would experience freedom, and our Jesus is freedom, that they would experience freedom in the Middle East. And Iran, Susie and I, for the last 15 years, we kept saying it. A lot of people, they didn't believe it. Iran eventually will become one of the best and the strongest ally of Israel in the Middle East because of their history and connection.
Well, that's a good word. I believe that. I'm always thinking, I don't know what I'm always thinking. I'm thinking, well, Garden of Eden, wasn't that Iraq or something? And that had been Babylon eventually or something. And so in my brain, it often stops right around there. But Persia was a world power. It was the world power for a long time, was it not?
It was. And Cyrus.
They were always humanitarian.
Susie did a lot of study.
Yeah.
Cyrus, the very first humanitarian sentence that they ever found in history, it was from Cyrus. All people are equal, he said.
Yeah.
Really?
All people are equal. And they found, I think it's at the top of the United Nations.
It's in the British Museum.
All people are equal. And
that's also on the in the United Nations. They quote
Cyrus.
Cyrus.
And after the Babylonian captivity, he gave a bunch of money to Israel and the Jewish people. And he released them. He said, "Go and rebuild." And
I mean, he had to be. You're right about it. He had to be a humanitarian to even do this.
Yes, that's what the historians say.
And
that he
wherever he conquered, he said, "You keep your religion and you keep your culture." And again, we're trying to make a connection between Israel and Iran. And Israel, they know, they remember. It's almost their cousin. They're one.
Really?
The relationship between Israel and Iran throughout the history, all the way from the Bible to 47 years ago, was the best relationship. Only 47 years ago, Islamic regime came and it changed it. But it's going to go back. It's going to be the story of Esther and Haman and the Mordecai and someone at the end, that Prince of Persia or whatever we call it.
So up to the point, and people say, well, what was 47 years? That was the hostage crisis as we knew it, just before Reagan took office. They had all those Americans in the embassies or wherever, they locked up somewhere there.
Yeah.
They ended up getting rescued, but they lost a couple of major military planes when Carter was on his way out. It didn't succeed, but it succeeded. But Reagan, I think the moment Reagan was about to be sworn in, they cleared the airspace because they were afraid of Reagan like they're afraid of Trump. They act like they're not as afraid of, but honestly, I think those mullahs or whatever we call them, the what do we call those that are in the regime? What do they call themselves?
They call them Ayatollah, they call them Sheikh, they call them Mullah,
So all of those names, I think they're more scared than angry and stubborn, but they don't want to die. They claim to want to die, so they send everybody else to die. So they don't have to, but
right.
you know, that's a very hypocritical thing. They're trying to figure out a way to escape and escape their own impending destruction, honestly. But let's do this. Can we?
I have a little something about something I just want to share about a portal. About a portal.
Yes, do that.
I just saw a little quick vision of a little an old children's cartoon, Dr. Seuss, called Horton Hears a Who. There was a dust ball, and a whole community was in the dust ball, and the elephant was the only one who knew, and he had to get the rest of the animals in the jungle to believe him because they were going to throw the dust ball into the fire, and there's a whole village in the dust ball.
Wow.
And so the governor had to run around the town and say, everyone scream all at once, right? And
yeah.
they were all screaming, we're here, we're here. And one little boy wasn't screaming. Finally, they got the one little boy, and he goes, yop. And it went up and pusted a hole through that dust ball, and all the sound came out in the whole jungle. They were just, he was stretched out with that over the boiling vat of water, and they heard, we're here. And I saw that. I saw like the underground Christians have been opening a portal, and somehow some of us, maybe Cameron and I are a part, we feel like that was the one that busted through and opened the portal of Iran, in Iran, to say, we're here. I just saw that image while you guys were talking, but I feel like there has been a portal open.
And all the prayer that is going to go out right now.
And as you let's clarify it, so and even I might be a little dense, and describe the portal. Is the portal an open heaven between us and the Lord, or between the Iranians? Where is this portal as you're seeing it?
I think it's between Iran and the heavens, personally.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Personally.
Good.
But
so
also like, a portal for the... But not that's not really, I think the portals for Iran in the heavens, but we also opening up awareness for.
Yeah, I mean, there's that scripture, oh, the Lord, and I forget who prayed, oh, Lord, that you would rend the heavens and come down.
Yes.
But that's a rend the heavens situation that you're describing, an open heaven.
Right.
I ended up giving a word to a dear prophetic friend today, and I didn't realize she had always prayed for this, and I was just saying, and she has all of these encounters already. She's like second to none. And yet I said, the Lord wants to have you walking around, and I'm paraphrasing, in an open portal all the time. I'm in open heaven is what I said. And she lost it in sobbing because she said, that's been my prayer, and I didn't tell anybody because I'm already having all these encounters, including going to heaven and visiting. I want to walk around with an open heaven all the time. And so I happened to give that today, this morning. And that's another word that you know, even if enough people pray, that what you described, I hadn't read the Horton Hears a Who details, but if that one last voice opens a portal over yourself,
yes,
or over your city or over a nation or over or Iran or all of the above, I think we should maybe just have you guys pray. I'm tossing this idea around. If the authority you carry for the nation and identification, repentance, and identification with the nation, not necessarily repentance, but Cameron and you also, Susie, if you know that Iran is praying and pleading for Israel to come in and the United States to come, can you represent Iran to the Lord and ask them to send President Trump in and to send Israel in and just... Let's do that.
I've been asking the Lord. I said, Lord, you appeared to me January 21st, 2000. And I made a story. I released it to Iran. I said, Baba Jun appeared to me January 21st, 2000, and he set me free. I said, this January 21st, 2026, I'm asking him to set the whole country free.
Oh, my goodness.
And as an Iranian, I don't want to say I'm a good friend of God, but I'm his friend. He's my best friend.
For sure.
I go to him as a friend before you guys. And I ask him to send President Trump and send America, because President Trump represents this free nation.
Yeah.
Send freedom to through the most free nation and the most Christian nation to Iran and sent Israel. I tell Jewish people, I said, I really love you guys more than I love my own people. The Lord gave me such a heart for Israel. I love them so much. I told the soldier in Israel, I said, I would give my life to you. He couldn't understand. He said, okay, good, do it. It was funny. But I love Israel and I bless Israel as an Iranian. Ooh. From the depth of my heart. And I cancel all the curses that ever went to Israel through the Prince of Persia using Iranian people. We cancel and silence all of them in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. I bless America and I cancel any sentence that was ever said against America, like death to America. They used to come to our school and take us out and we had to go to the street and say death to America. We didn't want to, but they pushed us. They
had to make propaganda.
Propaganda. I cancel all those voices. And I release blessing to America in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As an Iranian, I bless Israel publicly and I bless America publicly. And I bless every single person that is watching. And now I go before the Lord and I ask that he would send help, of course, first from heaven, using America and Israel, that Iran would become one of the best ally and best friend of America and Israel, and Iranian would become one of the best friend of the Lord God Almighty, Baba Jun, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mark this in my 26-year spiritual birthday, which is January 21st, 2026, which was about 10:30 p.m. in Atlanta, 26 wow. years ago.
My goodness, wow, wow. Very, very powerful, Cameron and Susie. My goodness. Talk about for such a time as this. I mean, I just think we just did some business in the heavenlies, didn't we? And for Iran. And so, well, everyone take one last look at this ksmovement.kindful.com. We don't normally do that, but I want you to be generous and support this ministry. They have projects and they have people and they know where this money is best spent, whether it's to get the word out, whether it's the documentary to tell, whatever it is that's going to help the people that God is speaking to them about or will speak to them about. Please be generous with them, maybe even more than generous. God, since I'm not raising this for my ourself, I can be a little more aggressive about it and say, God will really bless you. And I promise you that. I might not say that if we're doing it for me because people say, oh, you're just manipulating. But this is not for us. This is for someone that you just saw those films. You saw those body bags. Come on, support this ministry and get help. Because even if this regime falls tomorrow morning, whatever happens, there's massive amount of work you need. And there won't be, it's going to be for probably years to come to rebuild over there. So please give as much as you possibly can. So, all right, you guys, I love you very much.
I love you too. May the Lord bless
come
you.
Come and visit us.
Yes, please.
We have a beautiful apartment for guests. Very, very quiet. You can, just come and rest. Like leaders come and rest and worship leaders and pastors.
No, so, but Johnny and Elizabeth.
You'll love it. And Johnny, yeah, we love to cook. We're very into hospitality.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for that. I'll see when God opens up this way. Let me see if there's anything I'm supposed to. Oh, I see Jane Hammond will be with us tomorrow, Thursday. Again, it's Tuesday we're recording this, but she'll be with us on Thursday morning at 11, my guest. She's got a highly prophetic gift, and she does a lot of prophesying into and out of the Middle East. I have firsthand knowledge of that. So, and actually around the world, she's quite the prophet. So, she'll be with me in the morning. And again, next week we'll have Bobby Dawkinson, who has boots on the ground. I don't think he can be there, but he's got people there in Iran. And so we're learning a lot every time. So God bless you all. Thank you again, you guys. And we will see you all, the rest of you watching. See you tomorrow morning with Jane Hammond. Have a great evening, everybody. See you later then. Okay, bye-bye.
We give gifts to mark moments, to celebrate, to remember, to say you matter. But some gifts don't belong to a moment. They belong to every day. This one lasts through the mornings, midday heat, and quiet nights.
It gives strength. It protects health. It brings peace to a home. While many gifts are set aside, clean water is reached for every single day. Give the gift that lasts. Give clean water. Donate online at ElijahStreams.com/donate or mail a check today at Elijah Streams, 525 2nd Avenue Southwest, Suite 629, Albany, Oregon, 97321.
Join us for an unforgettable journey to the Holy Land, the 2026 Israel Tour with Elijah Streams. Experience powerful worship with Robin Bullock and the 11th Hour Band. And be inspired by Steve and Doreen Schultz, Yvonne and Mina Atiya, Mike and Lori Sally, and Michael Wilhelm. Steve Swanson will be leading us in music as we walk where Jesus walked. Worship at historic sites and connect deeply with the land and its people. This is more than a tour. It's a spiritual encounter. Spots are limited, so register now at ElijahStreams.com/Israel26. This has been Elijah Streams. Thanks for listening. For more episodes like this, you can listen to the Elijah Streams podcast at ElijahStreams.com, on Apple, and Spotify. Join us live every weekday at 11 a.m. Pacific time at ElijahStreams.com, Rumble, and Facebook. Elijah Streams is part of Elijah List Ministries. Go to ElijahStreams.com/give to become a partner today.